Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, ace. All right, let's keep moving. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Try both today, you dummies.
It's fantastic. It really is, man. Let's kick it off. NCAA men's college basketball last night. Number 4, Illinois, smoking. Number 2, Michigan.
Oh, boy.
76-53. Watched some of that game last night. I got through about three quarters of it, and I'm like, well, see you later. I'm turning this one off. Yeah, Michigan, they've been showing up. This team has been absolutely unbelievable. But you know what? Nobody is invincible.
No.
And Illinois proving that last night, man. So what? There you go. Illinois winning there. Michigan State beating Indiana 64-58. Western Michigan beating Northern Illinois 73-63. And some other pointless scores there. We're just going to skip over. Tonight, NC State's going to be at Notre Dame at 7 o'clock. NHL news last night, Blue Jackets beating the Red Wings 4-1. NBA last night, Pistons. We're going to be at the in Toronto playing the Raptors. That was postponed. Tonight, Pistons going to be in Toronto at 7. Pacers going to be in Cleveland at 7. Bulls going to be in New Orleans playing the Pelicans at 8 o'clock.
Fly, Pelican, fly!
Fly, Pelicans. I'm not sure if that's the greatest mascot for a team, but you're the Pelicans?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, moving on. College football. We're about 6 months away from the kickoff of college football season, but the University of Alabama announced that they are planning for full capacity at their football games this year. It's an ambitious goal, especially since the Bryant-Denny Stadium holds more than 100,000 fans. We'll see if they can pull it off. I think it might happen.
How many?
I really do. 100,000.
Woo! That's a lot of people,
100,000 plus fans at that stadium, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we were just talking right off air here about Texas. Texas is like, yeah, we're going to open everything up. Does that mean for all the stadiums, everything? Huh?
Everything. Texas governor said we're not doing masks anymore. You can wear a mask if you want. That's your prerogative, but it's not going to be mandated. 100% capacity at all places. Concerts are going to open back up, everything like that. So, yeah, Texas, no holds bar once again. Mm-hmm. So
it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Pro basketball, real quick. Doesn't look like the booming memorabilia market is slowing down anytime soon. Someone purchased a one-of-a-kind autographed Luka Doncic rookie card for a record-breaking $4.6 million. It's the most expensive NBA card ever sold.
Too much.
Wow. Wow.
There's no reason for that. None whatsoever.
It's a card.
Yeah.
It's a piece of cardboard.
Yep.
Wow, $4.6 million. Dude, do you understand how much money that is for that?
Mm-hmm. How big are baseball cards? Any kind of trading card? They're what, 3 inches by 2 inches, maybe?
All right. For the size?
For the size yeah.
To value, it's got to be one of the most expensive things ever.
Yeah, I don't get it. And here's the other thing that kind of it bothers me a little bit with this, too. It's the same thing with the car world. You know, it's you have all this and people are jacking the prices up. So then, like, if someone wants to get started on it, whether it's a youngster or someone finding a new hobby or new passion, same thing when I was looking at cars. You got all these yahoos at Barrett Jackson spending, $1.8 to $3 million, $5 million on a pristine car. Don't get me wrong. It's a pristine vehicle. But then every Tom, Dick, and Harry that has a car similar to that or something that's rusted out.
It's worth $3 million.
Exactly. Exactly. So now it's jacking the prices up with everything when it shouldn't be. There's no reason for a car to be worth that much at all.
No.
At all.
I agree with you on that one. It was good. It was good.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got. I got another story. I'm going to save it for next hour. And there you go. That's your sports this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:21. Rock Hunter.
At that time for sports?
Sports. It's just embarrassing. I'm going to keep trying, though.
Keep trying.
Oh, that was better.
That was good. Shut up, Brock.
Shut up, Hunter. Oh, I'm getting better. Do you hear how good that was?
You gotta have that coffee voice.
Shut up, Hunter. That was pretty good. That's not. I'm getting better.
This is gonna be cool. This is gonna be the greatest day ever. Let's just get to sports for God's sake. We're late on time, and you're blowing my time here. So let's go.
You're just jealous of my. It's time for sports, moron.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As this is the stupidest morning show in the world. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Stocking your fridge with Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Organic Seltzer, so many other great products for you to enjoy. Check them out. Mm-hmm. Bud Distributing, getting you hooked up. All right, what do you got?
Absolutely. Let's kick it off with some scores, if I can pull it up here real quick. What are you going to do? Like your dumbbell cable? All right, let's kick it off. NCAA. Let's do some basketball. Last night, Illinois beating Michigan, beating them up. Seriously, 76-53. Number four, Illinois. Number two, Michigan. That's going to change, I believe. But, and man, they watch. Like,
they may drop to three or maybe four, mm-hmm. but not a ton.
I watched like half of it last night. Went over to my parents, my brother, and my cousin were watching it, and it was kind of silent there for a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I don't think this is going to be the game we should be watching, guys. I'm going to get out of here. So I got halfway through it and was like, I hung it up, man. Michigan State beating Indiana 64-58. Western Michigan beating Northern Illinois 73-63. Moving on, NC State going to be at Notre Dame tonight, 7 o'clock. NHL last night, Blue Jackets beat the Red Wings 4-1. NBA, Pistons and Raptors were postponed, but they're going to play tonight at 7 o'clock. Pacers going to be in Cleveland playing the Cavaliers at 7. Bulls over New Orleans playing the Pelicans at 8 o'clock. Just a funny name to me.
Fly, Pelican, fly!
Yeah, not real intimidating. College football, we're still about 6 months away from the kickoff of college football season, but University of Alabama announced that they're planning on full capacity at their football games this year. It's an ambitious goal, especially since Bryant-Denny Stadium holds more than 100,000 fans. We'll see if they can pull it off. You know,
a lot of people.
It seems like a lot of the western side of the country is kind of opening things up. You know, seems like they're a lot more ambitious on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Pro basketball doesn't look like the booming memorabilia market is slowing down anytime soon. Someone purchased a one-of-a-kind autographed Luka Doncic card, rookie card, for a record-breaking $4.6 million.
Stupid.
It's the most expensive NBA card ever sold. It's because you're jealous because you don't have a card that's worth $4.6
million. First of all,
million.
My rookie card is worth $9 billion, so shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing, though. It's like I still don't understand this. So why wouldn't Luka Doncic just sign a bunch of cards and cash out?
Makes them less valuable that way. The more you sign, the less valuable it is. The harder it is to get, the more valuable. So, yeah. That's why, like, the Honus Wagner baseball card is so valuable because there's, like, two in existence. So if you start signing a bunch,
I'm not saying signing a bunch and giving them away. Sign a bunch and sell them. You bank off of it.
Well, you could, but again, the more you have, at this point, yeah, he could. And if he flooded the market with it, like if he did like 1,000 signed cards, they probably wouldn't be worth as much. But if he did like one or two, maybe they would be, you know, I'm sure they would be worth a little
Maybe I'm wrong on this. Is there just how many rookie cards are put out there of these players? Is there just one?
Not that, no, not that many, though. But here's where you find the real valuable stuff is if, let's say you got a rookie card of an athlete that maybe came in and wasn't that big of a deal, and then all of a sudden he just became one of the greatest athletes ever to play. And so, like, oh, man, they only made, like, 100 rookie cards of him because they didn't think he was going to amount to anything. Or you have, you know, a lot of rookie cards they don't make a ton of. Nowadays, it's different. Nowadays, because
you know what?
It's easy to make cards. They do a lot more.
Pisses me off a little bit.
Yeah.
So I keep telling you about that Babe Ruth baseball my dad had. And I think he sold it for like around 10,000, I think.
It's probably worth way more nowadays.
I don't think so. I mean, some of them are, I think, but it fluctuates around that area. Wouldn't you think a signed Babe Ruth baseball card would be worth more than a Luka Doncic rookie card right now? Like, I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
Yeah, maybe there's less out there. I don't know. I don't even know.
Like, Luka's still alive. He's still out there shooting the ball.
Yeah,
this guy's dead.
I don't even know. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't point him out in a lineup of tall dudes, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Well,
anyway, I got a baseball story here real quick. You want to listen? You want to hear that?
I mean, is baseball, is it worth it? I don't care.
It's kind of funny. You'll kind of like it. Right, during a spring training game between the Boston Red Sox and Atlanta Braves, first inning was shut down early thanks to the new mercy rule. Red Sox pitcher Garrett Richards was pitching poorly, very poorly. He recorded just one out and walked in a bases-loaded run with his 23rd pitch. That's when Red Sox manager Alex Cora pulled the plug. He's like, dude, you're out. Invoking his mercy rule got Richards off the mound. You know, I'm not going to say I know a lot about baseball and a lot of what that stuff I just read meant, but it's got to be pretty embarrassing, huh?
Well, but they switch pitchers all the time. What's the big deal? When I hear mercy rule, it's like the game's over. They say, no, we're done. We're giving up. You got us beat. There's no way we're coming back.
Maybe it's like just a mercy rule inside of, you know, the pitcher's mound, you know?
This guy
was pitching so bad.
Yeah. But I thought they pulled pitchers all the time. You can pull a pitcher whenever you want, or maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know.
I think they do. Yeah, they switch pitchers. But I think it's because they're saving arms, and they're not trying to, you know, blow out a, you know,
actually,
shoulders.
Believe it or not, we have audio of them pulling the pitcher out of the game.
Put him down! This guy sucks!
Yeah, yeah. That's it. You're dead.
That's new mercy rule.
That was worth it. That was worth it. All right.
So there you go. That's your sports morning, man.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.